This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. At 12 minutes after noon today, the workers at the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Station finally cut off the flow of electricity to the grid. That marks the end of power generation for the plant after more than 42 years. Vermont Yankee has been a big story here during that time, politically, economically, environmentally. Today we look back at how it came to be built here in the first place. Here to discuss that is Steve Terry. He was a reporter at the Rutland Herald in the 1960s. He covered the debate over this issue and later an executive at Green Mountain Power. Steve, thanks for making the time.
Thanks, Alex. It's glad to be here.
Take us back to the 1960s. What was the idea behind building this plant here in the first place?
During the 60s, Vermont was starting to experience tremendous growth. And we needed new power sources for the usual reasons, primarily just to meet customer demand. In 1966, there was a very crucial debate in the Vermont legislature, and it was, should the state of Vermont import power from Canada, or should it pursue the alternative of building a nuclear power plant in Vermont.
Today, when we talk about debates over nuclear power, a lot of times we think about the environmental concerns that people have. But it sounds like that wasn't exactly the main concern back then.
Near the end of the 60s, while the plant was being built, the issue, the first environmental issue of real import, was at that time the thermal pollution threat of the river, which would have been used as cooling water for the plant at Vernon.
You're talking about the Connecticut River.
Yes, I am.
Public views over nuclear power have certainly changed a lot over the last four decades. More recently, after 9/11, after the disaster in Fukushima in Japan, how have we seen that play out in Vermont with Vermont Yankee?
Fundamental issue was, what do we do with nuclear waste? And that is what stimulated the early demonstrations in Vermont against nuclear energy.
There's obviously quite a long history here, Steve, and we saw a report out last week predicting dire economic consequences for the region after the plant shuts down. Meanwhile, some anti-nuclear activists are actually holding a potluck this week to celebrate the closure. So a lot of mixed reactions from people. And I'm wondering, from your perspective as a former journalist and also as a former utility executive, what do you think will be the legacy of Vermont Yankee?
As many things in this state, we had a love-hate relationship with nuclear power. We liked the jobs. We liked the economic impact. It was a lot of fuel, if I can use that word, for legislative controversy over the years, but I think helped to formulate much of the debate in Vermont over energy issues and what is our energy future. I think that is, when history is written of this plant, it will be seen as a point where Vermont started to make a transition back to even more local generation.
We've been talking with Steve Terry about the history of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant that went offline earlier today for the final time. He was a reporter covering the debate over whether to build the plant in the 1960s, later an executive at Green Mountain Power. Now he is a consultant who lives in Middlebury. Steve, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you, Alex.